So there was a lot that was asked of you at the start of this season. And through four games, how do you feel like you've grown so far?
I feel like I've grown a lot, you know. I've, just learned a lot from the guys and Peyton, and it's been a lot of fun.
On both sides of you, you have all-pro guards. What was it like when they brought in Evan Mathis there, and how much have those guys been able to help you inside?
Yeah, it was very exciting. I mean, great players on both sides can really make my job a lot easier.
When Peyton is back there and he's kind of directing and calling out coverages, what is that like for you as a center?
You just got to try to decipher what he's saying and see what pertains to you.
Has he ever been back there saying stuff and you're like, what? What's going on?
You know, so one of the guards will ask me, what did he say? No, that wasn't for us.
Don't worry about it.
Disregard that.
What is it like when you guys go on the road, heading to Oakland this week, in some of the louder stadiums? Is it hard with the silent count? And how do you guys prepare for that?
I mean, that's just something we practice on with the crowd noise in practice. And I mean, I think everyone's used to it. Everyone plays away games. You're used to the crowd noise. So it's just something you have to be ready for.
Something head coach Gary Kubiak brought up in a press conference this week. He talked about how New England likes to reshuffle their line kind of throughout the game, almost like they bring in a new line change. And Coach Kubiak kind of said that would be something he might be interested in later on. What are your thoughts on that, just kind of changing up some of the guys that are around you throughout the game?
I mean, I've seen teams do that before in college. We watched film on Oregon to do that kind of stuff, and it's an interesting concept to get fresh guys in there. I mean, whatever he wants to do, we're more than willing to try.
Now that this line has kind of been together, I know that they kind of swapped around the tackles a little bit, but how much better do you think you guys can still be? How much room is there still to grow?
Yeah, I think we still have a lot of room for improvement. We're getting better every week. We just got to continue to improve.
Could you kind of show me what it takes to snap the ball? I was going to, a lot of people know how you grip the ball to throw it, but how do you grip it to kind of snap it through your legs here?
Well, it's different. Every center kind of does it a little differently. If the quarterback's under center, then you hold it usually with your thumb on the front lace, or some centers hold it like this, and that way it hits the quarterback's fingers right where he needs to hold it. It basically right where he needs to hold it, so he's not trying to drop back and spin the ball. And the shotgun, some guys hold it the same way. I hold it like I'm throwing it so I can get a good spiral on it. It's more accurate.
You want it to spin back then?
Yeah,
just so can catch
more
it.
Accurate, and a spiral is way easier for the quarterback to catch than a wobbly ball.
Cool. Could I try and get a shotgun from you?
You're gonna snap to me.
No, could you snap
to
me? You want me to snap to you?
Tutorial,
okay,
I
can try it. Okay.
Got so a shotgun though.
Hold it. Yeah. So you hold it like you're gonna throw it.
Like you're gonna throw it. You're throwing it between your legs. You follow through. It's the same thing.
Okay, and I'm looking down at you the whole time, like this.
Well, it's a good spiral.
Is that right?
I don't know.
All right. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.